Hi there, this is Carlo Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. Now, this week, I'm kind of just talking from the heart. I don't have a specific message or topic, but I do want to share something that God just dropped in my spirit today, and it's just this statement that your ministry is not the whole kingdom of God. Just think about that. And while saying this, God just urged me in my heart to celebrate each one of you, wherever you are, where you are, and for me to celebrate your ministry. Now, you might be thinking, Carlo, but I'm not in ministry. I don't work at a church. I don't preach on the stage. I don't perform anywhere. I'm not a street evangelist. And here's the thing. You know that Ephesians 4 says that those who we call the fivefold ministry are there to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Now, in that includes everyone. See, the ones we know as the ministers are actually, according to the Bible, the equippers. Unfortunately, we've been trained and conditioned to be bench warmers instead of ministers. And here's the thing is we have been wanting, desiring to be equipped, but we don't really want to be equipped to be on a stage or to be the pastor or the street evangelist. We want to be equipped to live for Christ. And because of that, I want to take the opportunity to celebrate you. Because see, this is the thing a lot of people miss, especially the ones who do what we call full-time ministry. They focus on their ministry and what they are doing. And part of that is right because they need to do what they need to do, but many times miss why they do what they do. And the answer is simple. It's always people. So today I want to make this effort to celebrate you and what God has called you for. You have destiny. You have a calling in Christ. And wherever you might be, in a workplace, at a desk, in a workshop, in a church, you are called to minister. Not minister a specific religious message, but to minister Christ. That is through love, that is through hope, that is through peace that comes from God through you to other people. And of course, ultimately, it is to lead people to Him. But it is through the dependence of Him that He works through you all things according to His purpose. This is His idea, is when our attention and our affection is on Him, He flows through us like a river. And then we don't have to follow a specific method to try and reach people with the gospel. We be the gospel through our heart that is set on Him. And so we shine. So our words are filled with His presence. And our actions are seen as the works of Christ. And it draws people closer. If we live from this place of being in Him, like that scripture we know so well that says, in Him we live, move, and have our being. This is the reality. So I want to celebrate you today. Because see, my ministry is not the whole kingdom. You don't have to do everything the way I do. Say it the way I do. Feel like you're less called, less anointed than I am today, or anyone else that might be preaching or singing or whatever in ministry today. You are called, you are anointed with Christ, which is not less or more anointing than I have or anyone else has. You get the opportunity today to practice what you carry. And at the end, that determines how much His life flows through you. When your affections are on Him, it will flow through you. His love cannot make a dam inside of you. because it will overflow and it will be a river. So you are anointed today. You are loved, accepted, made whole, healed, delivered, protected, and kept safe in Him. So the invitation and the celebration is in Christ. But I want to acknowledge and affirm you through Christ today, because I cannot disqualify any one of you when Christ already has qualified you. So in all humility, I will rather agree with the Lord and be right, because in Him is all righteousness. You see what I did there? So this is where we are. Celebrate what you carry today. Don't focus on what you're not doing. Focus on what is done in you and through you. And then walk further, one step at a time, and let Him change the way you think and see. But don't just try and change things around you. Let what He's done and what He says be your reality. And from there on, you will touch the world. They will see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. That is the kingdom. The kingdom is a lot bigger than what we feel passionate about in the gospel. It is a lot bigger than how we understand the Bible or what our local church is up to. The kingdom is in your workplace. It's in your office. It's in your workshop. It's in your church. It's in the street. It's in Pick and Pay. And if our affection is there where He is, so will our words, so will our action, because He is the enabler of His good works and His power. So this is just the encouragement today, and just to bring awareness of the truth of the word and who He is with us and for us. So let me just pray. Thank you, Father, for your kingdom that is here. And I thank you, God, that we can partake wherever we are, whatever we're up to, that whatever we've done, your kingdom is greater. Whatever we didn't do, your kingdom is greater still. I thank you, Lord, that we can yield our hearts, we can set our minds, we can set our very affection on you and your nature. We thank you that you feel about us so deeply, so intensely, love. And you loved us so to give your Son, to give yourself in this way. That is the value you carry for us. So thank you, Lord, that we can receive that today. Receive the full anointing of Christ, the anointed one in us. Thank you, Lord, that we can walk in a new ability, new favor, new terrain that we can take today, because you are for us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to walk in, for your peace to overcome us, and for your love to fill us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your enablement to do that which you desire. Thank you, Lord, that we can broaden our minds and our hearts to not just our ministry, but that we can see in others and call out what your kingdom has destined them for, so we reach greater purpose than just limiting ministry by what we imagine we could do for you. Thank you, Lord, that we can see greater, we can see further by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for an increase in everyone's finances, God, that they would increase and see your blessing, your goodness in their bank accounts and in their hands as they give, as they receive, that you increase them, God. In Jesus' name, that they can do more, that they can be more and give more and receive more in your mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Bless you guys. I hope this made sense tonight. I just spoke from the heart. And I want to thank you guys for praying with us. Thank you guys for giving to our ministry. This is your ministry too, in giving. And you partake what we're up to. And our desire is actually you. So this is the point of Heart of the Father, is truly equipping and encouraging the body to get up, to move, to lift its head up high and see the Lord and follow. So thank you guys, and until next time.